I find it very interesting that the government has chosen now to review this Act, which was actually due to be reviewed in 2014 under the Act itself. I also find it interesting that it was in the 2020 programme for government to review the Act, despite it already being in the legislation that it should be reviewed anyway. And has the government completely neglected its responsibility to uphold the law? And the question is as well, must all legislation be written into programmes of the government in order for it to actually be implemented? Surely this completely undermines all legislation in the country. What is the point in introducing legislation if it has not been implemented? This just further proves my point that we are great at introducing legislation in this country, but terrible at implementing it. If you looked at us from space, if you're a spaceman, I said this before here, but if you're a spaceman looking down this country, you'd look at the legislation and say, geez, that's a great place. But when you actually land here and see how it's implemented, you see this is totally different. And so this just further proves my point that we are great at introducing legislation and terrible at implementing it. This is an ongoing issue that needs to be addressed. We cannot continue churning out legislation with no intention to uphold and implement it. It wholly undermines our role as legislators and the laws of this country. In terms of where this review falls short, we need to review the laws of the Defamation Act as a threat to the right to freedom of expression. The freedom to freely exchange ideas, views and experiences without fear of disproportionate legal responses is fundamental to a fully functioning democracy. As it currently stands, the Civil Legal Aid Act 1995 assigns defamation as a designated matter that is excluded from legal aid. This is very concerning as it basically means that only those that can financially afford to risk legal costs can actually take action under the Defamation Act. And I know that the review talks about dealing with this, but actually it's leaving it to another piece of legislation, the Civil Legal Aid Review, to actually be dealt with, which is going to be a long way down the road. This prices a lot of people out of taking legal action and is incredibly unfair. A person is more likely to withdraw a statement than defend it without proper legal representation. This would have a massive effect on free speech in this country. Everyone has a constitutional right to equality before the law, and this exclusion threatens this constitutional right. Everyone should be allowed legal representation in order to properly defend what they say. On top of this, the exclusion of defamatory legal actions from the Civil Legal Aid Scheme is also contrary to Article 6 of the EHCR, which provides for that everybody is entitled to a fair and public hearing and in the determination of his civil rights and obligations. And unfortunately, in Ireland, that means that everyone is equal under the law, provided they can afford to pay for it. And that's the reality of the situation here, because the law is reserved of people who can afford it. And we should be addressing that, and this legislation should actually be used to address that as well. And I think there's an opportunity has been lost here that it hasn't actually included the right for people to get legal aid to be included in this piece of legislation, rather than waiting for another bit of legislation to come along. The Irish Council for Civil Liberties have made a great submission to the Department of Justice and Quality on the review of the Defamation Act. One of the many recommendations they make is that the burden of proof on the defendant to prove an alleged defamatory statement is true should be shifted to the plaintiff to prove the statement is false. This is the norm in other civil cases and should be the case here. The European Court of Human Rights has found that the presumption of falsity can infringe on the right to freedom of expression. Decisions should be restricted to a decision on whether a defamation has taken place rather than what precise damages should be awarded. And this should go without saying, I think that then the judge should actually decide the amount, which is actually included in the bill. I'm glad that this review is taking place. It is well overdue. There's no doubt about that. 8 years overdue, in fact. And I would hope that they take these legislative reviews more seriously in the future. And I would also hope that the concerns I've raised today are taken into consideration. People must have a right to free speech and have a right to call out the likes of hateful speech, for example, without the risk of being threatened with defamatory actions as well.